So this is good and big news with Representative Vitale's bill here. I have no doubt that this will pass today. Because they'll always let it pass. You know, our legislature will vote for this, and it'll tell us, if someone barks about it, you know, they'll say, well, yeah, they're going to work it out in the courts. They're going to rely on the courts to defeat. I don't even know why they bother opposing these things. They know that as soon as it gets in front of a federal judge, it's going to be a you-gong. And they're going to kick it right out of court. Anyways. Wanted to mention it and wanted to congratulate Nino on his hard work. What else do we have? Oh, then there's this one. This is from the Kansas City Star newspaper. Doctor-assisted suicide is contagious too. Why aren't we sounding the alarm? And the cover photo has a picture of Kate Spade, who committed suicide a couple weeks back. Melinda Henningberger writing this. For decades, we've known that suicide is contagious and that how we talk about it matters. Now we're at least starting to see how crucial it is to honor the lives of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain. Without perseverating ghoulishly on how they died. You don't honor the lives of people that commit suicide. Now, there are, now, again, this is why you can't play God, jury, and executioner. There are people that are mentally incapable of discerning, because they actually have a true mental illness of discerning right from wrong, and of actually convincing themselves in their dementia or in their dysphoria that they're actually better off dead, that their family members are better off dead, so they kill themselves. Again, that's for God to judge. We can pronounce and say that someone that just wants to end it all and kills themselves is not suffering some mental disease. Has a front row seat in Hades with the ones that went before him and did the same thing. Well, you don't do that because you want to go nanny nanny boo boo. You do that out of charity and out of love to make someone else hopefully consider what it is that they're about to do and that they're about to lose their eternal immortal soul and forfeit it for eternity. So, having said that, she brings up a great point. Listen to this. Spade's father, Frank Brosnahan, who died Wednesday night just hours before his daughter's funeral in Kansas City, had said recently, quote, that any talk that they do that helps somebody else, Katie would have liked that. If that helped anybody to avoid anything, fine, she'd be delighted. Close quote. Listen, Henningberger brings this up. One aspect of this conversation that has not been happening, though, and that will delight no one, involves the research that shows assisted suicide is also contagious. That's right. Doctor-assisted suicide increases overall suicide rates among the non-terminally ill everywhere it's made legal. Such laws have a measurable effect on those who aren't dying, but who are suffering from depression. Study conducted between 1990 and 2013 and published three years ago in the Southern Medical Journal found the correlation unmistakable. Quote, controlling for various socioeconomic factors, unobservable state and year effects, and state-specific linear trends, we found that legalizing physician-assisted suicide was associated with a 6.3% increase in total suicides, close quote. So, you know, when you have a friend who goes, you know, if that's what someone wants to do, what business is it of mine? Or they pull a Pope Francis, Papa Francis. Then you pull a Papa Francis, you go, who am I to judge? There you go. Oh, so you're okay with neighbors and friends and family members killing themselves? I didn't say that. Yeah, you did. Well, I just met her evangelist, please. We don't have to, I don't have to go along with this silly study. We need to liberate people and give them the right to, you know, to do what they want to do. So after you start contracepting the generation away, the ones that escape contraception, aborting them away, killing them, and then the ones that survived a term and lived to old age, encouraging them to kill themselves, what do you do for an encore? How do you get a...
Yay, death.
How does the cult of death improve upon that? Anyways, it's fascinating, piece written by Melinda Henningberger, and I'll get to the conclusion, and then we'll get to our special guest on the Dude Maker Hotline. Just this week, California reinstated doctor-assisted suicide. This is madness, by the way. You might as well say doctor-assisted one-way trips to hell, which is already legal in Colorado, Vermont, Washington, Oregon, Hawaii, the District of Columbia, and with a court order, Montana. Unbelievable, folks.